Anyway, now there's some new research published in the journal Nature Medicine today, which suggests that scientists who are working on diabetes could do with cozying up to immunologists, as the latest data suggests that the two fields are actually much more closely linked than previously thought.
In what respect?
Well, these are two papers published by scientists in the US, and in the first study, researchers led by Gopu Singh looked at two commonly used allergy medicines called Zaditor and Cromolyn, which sound like superheroes rather than medicines. But these work by calming down mast cells. These are immune cells in the body that provoke allergic reactions. But they also found, intriguingly, that the drugs could help reduce both obesity and type 2 diabetes in mice.
Seems strange to think that cells linked to allergy and inflammation are also linked to diabetes.
It's absolutely fascinating because the researchers found this out by they're looking at fat tissue. They looked at fat tissue from obese and diabetic mice and humans, and they found that they had unusually high numbers of these mast cells compared with fat tissue from people with a normal weight. But they wanted to find out, was it the fat that was attracting the mast cells or the mast cells helping to trigger excessive deposition of fat?
It's a bit chicken and egg, isn't it? So how did they do that?
Well, that's what they did. They tested these mast cell controlling drugs on mice that were either given a healthy diet or a so-called cafeteria diet. This is a really fatty, sugary junk food diet for mice. And they found that the drugs helped prevent mice from becoming obese or diabetic, even on a crap diet. Poor diet, sorry. But although the drugs are used to treat allergies in humans, we don't yet have evidence that they can prevent obesity or diabetes in humans.
And you mentioned there was another study.
Yes, there's a second paper, and this is research led by Marcus Feurer. They discovered that a type of immune cell called a regulatory T cell plays a role in liaising between the immune system and the metabolism, and this helps to keep inflammation in fat tissue in check. Now, they found that fat tissue from obese and diabetic mice and humans has unusually low levels of these good regulatory cells, but high levels of bad immune cells, such as things called macrophages and these mast cells. And they found the complete opposite, in fat from animals and humans with a healthy weight.
So what's the clinical issue here? Is this going to map onto humans? Are we going to be able to do something about the fact that about one person in three, if we carry on the way we're going, is going to be obese and therefore at risk of these kind of conditions like diabetes soon?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Still, it's still early days, but it does suggest that inflammation in fatty tissue may play a role in obesity and the development of diabetes. Now, it's also fascinating because we know that being overweight or obese can increase your risk of diseases like cancer and some types of heart disease. And these are two illnesses that are also increasingly linked to inflammation. So perhaps the whole thing's connected. Now, it's really important to stress that popping a few over-the-counter allergy remedies is not going to reverse obesity and magically make you thin, more's the pity. But the results certainly open the door to a whole new area of research, and it's one that the scientists have called immunometabolism. And hopefully this should lead to some really interesting results in years to come.
We've also found that getting a good night's sleep is critical to being able to regulate your blood sugar well as well. And people who are having disturbed sleep, like I am, with two small children at home, tend to have worse control of their blood glucose and they're more resistant to their own insulin than people who have a good night's sleep. And paradoxically, sleeping longer actually helps people to lose weight for various reasons. So there you go.